University of Michigan researchers have found that in developed countries, organic and conventional farming methods produce almost equal crop yields. And in the developing world, the research shows organic farming can double or triple chemical-based methods. The key is planting nitrogen-rich cover crops between growing seasons. Dr. Catherine Badgley is a research scientist at U of M's Museum of Paleontology. She says organic farming methods would also benefit fragile wetlands.
Many of the organic sources of fertilizer are more likely to be retained in the soil rather than run off by the very nature of organic farming, which tends to build up soil quality, and it tends to have stronger retention of nutrients and water-holding capacity.
Badgley says government subsidy policies which favor the use of conventional farming methods is the major obstacle for organic farming in the U.S. For the Environment Report, I'm Steve Carmody.